Želim vas pozdraviti danas popodne ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
It's just good to be with you.
Dobro je biti sa vama.
I had not expected that I'd be here this morning.
I nisam čak ni očekivao da ću biti danas ovdje sa vama.
And the Lord always has good things in store.
A Gospod uvijek ima neke dobre stvari koje čuva za nas.
I remember Brother Branham speaking to a woman in the prayer line.
Sjetam se kad je brat Branham govorio jednoj ženi u molitvenom redu.
And she was nervous and thought she had heart trouble.
I bila je nervozna i mislila je da ima probleme sa srcem.
And Brother Branham said, "There's nothing wrong with your heart, sister."
A brat Branham je rekao, sestro, ništa nema problema sa tvojim srcem.
He said, "You're just always crossing bridges before you come to them."
A ti samo uvek prelaziš crosses bridges, ti samo pređeš most pre nego što dođeš do mosta.
And that gets your heart all worked up.
I kaže zbog toga ti je opterećeno srce.
And he said it never turns out the way you think it will anyway.
I kaže ja, pa i onako nikad neće izaći onako kako ti misliš.
And so it's a very pleasant surprise for me.
Za mene je ovo prijatno iznenađenje što sam tu.
And I'm kind of, I guess Brother Dragomir and I decided it was my 25th anniversary here.
Pretpostavljam da smo brat Dragomir i ja odlučili da će ovo biti na moju 25. godišnjicu ovdje.
So we're very thankful that the Lord has kept us.
Tako zahvali smo Gospodu što nas je čuvao.
And I don't mean to keep you standing. Let's just
nećemo dugo stojati naravno.
Read a little portion of scripture.
Uzećemo da čitamo jedan mali dio iz Biblije.
The book of Samuel,
koji se nalazi
First Samuel,
u prvoj Samuelovoj,
and the 25th chapter.
Prva Samuelova 25. glava. Znači, prva Samuelova 25. glava.
And we'll read the first three verses.
I čitat ćemo prva tri stiha.
And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran.
Samuel je umro i sav se Izrael okupio. Oplakali su ga i sahranili u Rami, njegovom domu, a David se digne i siđe u pustinju Paran.
And there was a man in Maon whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel.
Bio neki čovjek u Maonu koji je imao gazdinstvo u Karmilu. Čovjek je bio veoma bogat, imao je 3000 ovaca i 1000 koza, baš u to vrijeme je strigao svoje ovce u Karmilu.
Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb.
Čovjek se zvao Naval, a njegova žena se zvala Abigeja. Žena je bila razborita i lepa, ali je čovjek bio težak i zao. Bio od roda Halebova.
Let's just agree together.
Da se samo pomolimo zajedno pred propovedi.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Dragi Gospode Isuse.
This is a day or a weekend that your resurrection is celebrated.
Ovo je dan ili vikend kada ovdje slave tvoje uskrsnuće.
Amen. Your sufferings,
tvoje patnje,
your crucifixion,
tvoje raspeće,
your burial,
tvoju sahranu,
and your rising again,
i tvoje uskrsnuće, Gospode.
And you are that sheaf that was waved for us, Lord.
I ti si taj snop sa kojim je mahano za nas, Gospode.
That there is life after death.
Da zaista ima život nakon smrti.
That you did conquer death, hell, and the grave.
Da ti jesi pobedio smrt, pakao i grob.
And all of our hope is in you this morning, Lord.
I sve naše nade su u tebi jutros, Gospode.
And as we approach your word, Lord,
pa dok pristupamo tvojoj reči, Gospode,
we invite your presence.
Mi prizivamo tvoju prisutnost.
We open our hearts to you, Lord.
I mi otvaramo svoja srca tebi, Gospode.
We've learned, Lord, that it's safe to open our hearts to you.
I naučili smo da je sigurno otvoriti srce tebi.
And we just ask you to come.
I prosto molimo da dođeš.
Do something for us.
Da uradiš nešto za nas.
When we leave this morning, that we wouldn't be the same.
Da kada odemo odavde, da ne budemo isti kao što smo došli.
We'd be different.
Da budemo drugačiji.
Because you came by.
Zato što si ti naišao.
So we just give the rest of the service into your hands, Lord.
Tako da predajemo ostatak službe u tvoje ruke, Gospode.
We ask you to bless the word now.
Molimo se da sad blagosloviš reč.
In Jesus' name we pray.
U ime Isusa se molimo.
Amen. You may be seated.
Možete sesti.
I read the scripture this morning of the men on the road to Emmaus.
Čitao sam jutros taj dio pisma gdje su ljudi bili na putu za Emaus.
And Jesus asked them, "Why are you sad?"
A Isus ih je pitao, pa što ste tužni?
And they asked the Lord, "Well, don't you know what happened in Jerusalem?"
I pitali su Gospoda, pa zar ne znaš šta se sve desilo u Jerusalimu?
And Jesus said, "What things?"
A Isus je rekao, pa šta to?
And of course their eyes were withholden. They didn't know that they were speaking to Jesus.
I naravno oči su im bile zaslepljene da ne znaju da su razgovarali sa Isusom.
But they were sad, they were blue.
A bili su jako tužni, utučeni.
And Jesus could see that.
I Isus je to mogao to vidjeti.
And so he just started to talk to them for a little while.
Tako da je počeo malo da razgovara s njima.
And as the evening drew,
i kako se večer približavala,
the Bible says that they constrained Jesus to come in. That they convinced him, that they pulled him to come and spend some time with them.
Biblija kaže da su oni nagovarali i povukli Isusa da budu, da on bude zajedno sa njima.
You Bible readers know that Jesus made like he was going to continue on the road.
A vi koji čitate Bibliju znate da se Isus pravio kao da će nastaviti dalje, da neće ostati s njima.
And they pulled on him.
A oni su ga povukli ka sebi.
And I pray that would be so this morning.
I molim se da bude tako i sada sa nama.
Amen. And then he made himself known unto them.
I onda se obznanio njima.
In the breaking of the bread.
U prelamanju hleba.
And they knew it was him.
I onda su vidjeli da je to on.
And that changed everything for them.
I to je za njih promijenilo sve.
The sadness was gone.
Nestala je tuga.
They weren't blue anymore.
Više nisu bili utučeni.
Because they knew it was him.
Zato što su znali da je to bio on.
And they knew he was alive.
I znali su da je živ. Amen.
And what's always made me want to get a message book or something in the hand of someone I meet.
I uvijek imam tu želju da nekom doturim propoved, neku odštampanu propoved, da on može to da čita.
Because I recognized him in the breaking of his bread.
Zato što sam ja prepoznao njega u prelamanju njegovog hleba.
I knew it was him.
Znao sam da je to bio on.
I've listened to a tape or I've read a book.
Bilo da sam slušao kasetu ili sam čitao propoved.
My heart would be so touched.
Srce mi uvijek bilo tako dotaknuto.
That I just want to lay on the floor.
da sam prosto želeo leći na patos
and say, God, who am I?
I reći, pa Bože, ko sam ja?
That you would tell your secrets to.
Da ti meni govoriš o svojim tajnama.
Reveal yourself to like this.
Da mi se otkrivaš na jedan takav način.
Who am I?
Pa ko sam ja?
And over the years,
i tokom godina,
and especially in the last several years,
a posebno u zadnjih nekoliko godina,
I've had this thought on my heart about the countenance of the bride.
Imao sam tu misao u srcu što se tiče izgleda neveste Isusa Hrista, njenog lika.
And in our scripture reading today, I'd like to go back to this character.
Želim se vratiti u čitani deo pisma na ovaj karakter
of Abigail.
Na Abigailu.
And if we were to read that again,
i ako bismo to čitali ponovo,
now the name of the man was Nabal.
Dakle, ime čovjeka bilo Nabal.
And the name of his wife Abigail.
A ime njegove žene je bila Abigeja.
And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance.
Žena je bila razborita i lepa, znači lepa na oko.
But the man was churlish and evil in his doings.
Ali čovjek je bio težak i zao.
And so we see that they're kind of an odd couple.
Vidimo da je to u stvari jedan prilično čudan par, neobičan par.
And you might wonder, well, how in the world did these two ever come together?
I pitate se kako su uopšte takvo dvoje ljudi mogli da se spoje zajedno.
And maybe, I don't know, this is just Brother Dennis saying.
I možda ne znam, možda je to samo nešto što brat Dennis govori.
Maybe after she was married for some time, she wondered how this ever happened.
Možda nakon što se ona udala, nakon izvjesnog vremena, i ona se sama pitala, pa kako se ovo uopšte dogodilo?
And I think all of us have those things in our life.
I čini mi se da svi mi imamo slične stvari u životu.
And you thought, you know, why did it have to be this way?
I pitate se, pa zašto sve to mora biti tako?
Why could not I have done different?
Što nisam mogao uraditi drugačije?
Or sometimes we think, you know, how different things would have been if it would have been like this.
I onda nekad razmišljamo kako bi bile samo drugačije stvari da nije bilo kao što je ovo što bi se desilo.
The scripture says that she was a woman of good understanding.
Ali pismo kaže da ona bila razborita žena.
And Solomon in the book of Proverbs, he said,
Solomon kaže u knjizi izreka,
he said, son, get knowledge.
Kaže, sine, pribavi znanje.
And get wisdom.
I pribavi sebi mudrost.
But he said, above all, get understanding.
Ali iznad svega pribavi razboritost.
Amen. And understanding, that's just a beautiful word. To me, it puts your heart in it.
A razboritost je jedna predivna reč koja znači da ti u to uneseš svoje srce.
It's one thing to have knowledge.
Jedno je nešto znati.
It's quite another thing to have understanding.
Ali nešto je sasvim drugo razumjeti ili imati razboritost.
So she was a woman of good understanding.
Tako da ona bila razborita žena.
And of a beautiful countenance.
I bila je prelepog izgleda.
And I don't know what Abigail might have looked at like.
I ne znam kako je Abigeja izgledala.
I'm just guessing that she was probably a beautiful woman, probably a very pretty.
Pretpostavljam da je bila stvarno prelepa žena.
But when the scripture says a beautiful countenance,
ali
it doesn't just mean a pretty face.
Kada pismo kaže lepog izgleda i lepog lica, to ne znači samo lepo lice.
And when you think of this word countenance,
kada razmišljate o toj reči lice, znači pojava u lice,
well,
izgled lica.
Maybe we could tell it in a word picture like this.
Može li mogli to oslikati ovako?
The little boy comes home from school.
Neki dečak dođe kući iz škole.
Just like every day.
Baš kao i svakog dana.
And mama says, well, how was school today, Janos?
I mama kaže, pa Janoše, kako je bilo danas u školi?
And he puts a big smile on his face and
on
he says,
nasmeje.
Good mom, fine.
Pa, dobre mama, fino.
But mama knows this child.
Ali pošto mama zna svoje dete.
And he knows something's wrong with Janos.
I zna da je nešto nije u redu sa Janošom.
Because there's a look in his eye.
Zato što pogled u njegovim očima.
There's something in his countenance.
Nešto u njegovom izgledu.
And Brother Branham said that we're little messiahs.
A brat Abraham kaže da smo mi male mesije.
And we create an atmosphere.
I da mi stvorimo oko sebe jednu atmosferu.
Now, that little boy, no matter how big a smile he made.
A taj mali dečak, bez obzira koliki osmeh je napravio.
Mama wasn't looking at the smile.
Mama nije gledala u osmeh.
Mama was looking at his countenance.
Već mama je gledala u njegov izgled.
So there's something going on inside.
Tako da je nešto ušlo unutar njega.
That's showing on the outside.
Što je pokazano i na spoljašnjosti.
And Brother Abraham said this also. He said that when you love someone.
I brat Abraham također kaže kada nekog volite.
Amen.
That person knows that.
Ta osoba je toga svesna.
And you might even, I think he used the expression, you can treat them any old way.
Kaže, vi ih možete se odnositi prema njima na bilo koji staromodni način.
Or say the wrong thing.
Ili možete reći toj osobi nešto pogrešno.
But if that person knows that you love them.
Ali ako ta osoba zna da ga voliš.
He said that injects a love into them.
Kaže, to onda u njih ubrizga ljubav.
Amen.
And when your countenance is a certain way,
a kada je tvoj izgled na jedan određeni način,
we could have a picture here of flowers.
Mogli bi tu staviti neku sliku od sveća.
Could be a very beautiful picture.
Moglo bi biti prelepa slika.
Or we could have a photograph.
Ili bi mogli staviti fotografiju.
Could be very realistic and
i mogla bi biti realistična.
Beautiful photograph.
Jedna predivna fotografija.
But it wouldn't be the same.
Ali ne bi bilo isto.
If we had a big bouquet of living flowers here.
Ako bi ovdje imali veliki buket živog cveća ovdje.
The freshness.
Ta svežina koja je u cveću.
When the aroma.
Ona ima određenu aromu, miris.
And those flowers just create an atmosphere.
I to cveće stvori oko sebe jednu atmosferu.
And so when we think of our service to the Lord.
Tako kada razmišljamo o svojoj službi Gospodu.
And who we are to Christ.
I ko smo mi u Hristu.
We're his bride.
Mi smo njegova nevesta.
So this goes beyond gender. It's not, you know, man and women or brothers and sisters. This is his bride.
Znači, to više nisu samo braće i sestre, već to je u stvari njegova nevesta.
Yeah. It's not about gender.
Amen.
Because the collectively we are the bride of Christ.
Znači, kolektivno kao grupa mi smo nevesta Kristova.
And that's something that I meditate on often.
I to je nešto o čemu često razmišljam.
We have our relationships to our family.
Da mi imamo odnose prema svojoj porodici.
We have our jobs.
Imamo i poslove kojim se bavimo.
Duties.
Naše obaveze.
We have our relations with brothers and sisters.
Imamo odnose među braćom i sestrama.
Often I think about my ministry or, you know, preaching.
Često razmišljam o svojoj službi, o svom propovedanju.
But all of those things put aside.
A sve te stvari možete staviti po strani.
Let's just set all those things aside.
Hajde da te sve stvari stavimo po strani.
And how does God see me?
I kako me Bog vidi bez svega toga?
And how is it with just he and I?
I kako je to da se gleda samo odnos između mene i njega.
And I like to go through these scriptures.
I želim proći ove delove pisma.
And trust that the Lord will break his word to us.
I vjerujem da će nam Gospod prelomiti reč.
But I want to have you keep in mind.
Želim da to imate na umu.
That Christ chose us.
da je Hrist nas izabrao
to be something to him.
Da bi mi njemu bili nešto.
And Abigail had this beautiful countenance.
I Abigeja imala ovaj prelepi izgled
and an understanding.
I bila je razborita.
And she was married to this man Nabal.
I bila je udata za tog čovjeka Naval.
He was churlish or, you know, irritable and selfish.
On je bio zao i sebičan i loš čovjek, loša osoba.
He had these characteristics that any of us would have.
On je imao te karakteristike koje bi svako od nas mogao imati.
We have that by our natural birth.
Jel mi takve stvari dobijemo prirodnim rođenjem?
By our first birth, our natural birth.
Odnosno svojim prvim rođenjem, prirodnim rođenjem.
Which is after the fall in the garden.
Što dolazi od pada iz Edena.
We're very privileged to know what happened in the garden.
I jako smo privilegovani što znamo šta se desilo u Edenu.
And how we came to have this nature.
I kako to da smo primili jednu takvu prirodu.
And Brother Branham in one message in Shreveport he talks about our first husband.
Brother Branham u jednoj propovedi iz Shreveporta govori o našem prvom mužu.
And he takes that scripture in Romans.
I on uzima taj deo pisma iz Rimljana.
And about according to the law, if a woman hath a husband, she's bound to him.
I prema zakonu, ako je žena udata za čovjeka, ona je vezana za njega.
But if her husband be dead,
ali ako muž umre,
she's no longer bound to that husband.
Onda više nije vezana za tog muža.
And I'm sure you've heard that a sermon and I'm waiting for the title to come to me.
Siguran sam da ste već čuli tu službu, a čekam da se setim te službe kako se zvala.
But in that sermon he talks about our first husband.
Ali u toj invisible union?
Yeah, invisible union of the Bride of Christ.
Da, to je iz nevidljivog jedinstva neveste Hristove. Okay.
And
what did he say?
In that sermon he talks about our first husband.
U toj propovedi on govori o našem prvom mužu.
And how we came to be this carnal person that we are.
I kako smo postali ovakva telesna osoba kao što smo sad.
But this is a beautiful story and I'd like to continue on here.
Želim ovdje nastaviti sa ovom pričom.
David was running from Saul.
A David je bežao od Savla.
And Saul was
od Saula.
Saul was persecuting David without a cause.
A Saul je progonio Davida bez ikakvog razloga.
And you know that the prophet Samuel had prophesied that the kingdom would be taken from Saul.
Znate da je prorok Samuel prorokovao da će Saulu biti oduzeto kraljevstvo.
And given to a man that would serve the Lord.
I da će biti predano čovjeku koji je odan sluga gospodnji.
And so David was up there with all his men.
Tako da je David bio tamo gore sa svim svojim ljudima.
In the hills.
Gore u brdima.
With all the sheep and the sheep herders of Nabal.
A tamo su bile i sve ovce i svi pastiri Navalovi.
And never did they take any of the sheep.
I oni nikada nisu uzeli čak ni jednu ovcu.
Something like 600 men, I believe it was.
Mislim da je bilo oko 600 ljudi tamo.
And no doubt on a Friday or Saturday night.
I bez sumnje u petkom ili subotom uveče.
One of the guys would say, David.
Jedan od momaka bi rekao, hey, Davide.
Look at all these sheep.
Pogledaj koliko ovdje ima ovaca.
Come on, let's get the rotisserie out.
Hajde da spremimo ražanj.
And get the fire going and let's have a barbecue.
Upalimo vatru i ajdemo na jedan roštilj dobar, jel? Ražanj.
And David said no.
David rekao, ne.
It's not ours. You know, the sheep aren't ours.
Te ovce ne pripadaju nama.
But then it came time that they were shearing the sheep and those were good days. That's when they're reaping the harvest.
Došlo je vrijeme kada su strigali ovce, a to je bilo dobro vrijeme kad je bila žetva u toku.
And David thought that will be a good time.
A David je pomislio, pa ovo bi moglo biti dobro vrijeme.
To to ask Nabal to, you know, hey, share some of the sheep with us.
Da pitamo Navala, e ajde podeli malo nešto tih ovaca i sa nama.
So he sent his guys down there.
Tako da je poslao svoje momke dole.
And he said, greet Nabal in my name.
I rekao je, pozdravite Navala u moje ime.
Because David was famous in Israel.
Zato što David je bio veoma poznat u Izraelu.
We know that David slew Goliath.
Znamo kako je David ubio Golijata.
David won many battles for Israel.
Kako je David dobio mnoge bitke za Izrael.
And when they went down to ask Nabal,
i kada su sišli tamo dole da pitaju Navala,
if we go down a few verses,
spustio bi se dole nekoliko stihova.
The 10th verse, Nabal answered David's servants.
U 10. Stihu Naval je odgovorio Davidovim slugama.
And said, who is David?
Ko je David?
And who is the son of Jesse?
Ko je sin Jesseev?
There be many servants now a days that break away every man from his master.
Mnogo je danas slugu koji se odmeću od svojih gospodara.
Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shears and give it unto men whom I know not whence they come?
Zar da uzmem svoj hleb, svoju vodu i svoju stoku koju sam zaklao za ljude koji mi stižu ovce, da bih to dao ljudima o kojima ne znam odakle su?
So Nabal is just repeating what he heard on the news.
Tako Naval je prosto samo ponavljao ono što je čuo u vestima.
What you might read in the newspaper
ono
about David.
Moglo pročitati možda u novinama o Davidu.
That he separated himself from Saul.
Kako je on sebe odvojio od Saula.
Kind of a rebellion thing.
Kako se pobunio.
And you know, Nabal, he was just aware of kind of the news of the day.
I Naval je samo bio svestan tih dnevnih novosti, ono što bi se na dnevnom nivou objavljivalo.
And that's how he gave answer.
I tako i odgovorio.
Amen. And as believers, we don't want to live in that realm.
I kao vernici mi ne treba da živimo u jednoj takvoj oblasti.
Amen. That we just give a casual answer.
Da damo tako samo neobavezan odgovor.
We give a carnal response.
Ili da telesno odgovorimo na nešto.
Even in the challenges of our life.
Čak i u svojim životnim izazovima.
We're not meeting that challenge with natural thinking.
Jer mi na svoje izazove ne odgovaramo svojim prirodnim načinom razmišljanja.
We're not like everyone else.
Jer mi nismo kao što su i drugi.
We have a husband.
Mi imamo muža.
Christ.
Hrista.
We're living for him.
Jer mi živimo za njega.
And but Nabal, he didn't have the revelation. He didn't have that understanding.
No, Naval nije imao otkrivenje, nije imao takvu spoznaju.
And he said, you got to be kidding me.
Rekao je, hej, mora da me zezaš, jel?
I'm not sharing my stuff with them.
Pa neću valjda podeliti svoju imovinu s njima.
You guys can just go back to the hills where you come from.
Samo se vi vratite na brdo, dakle ti si išli.
So they came back and brought this news to David.
Tako da su se vratili i rekli su Davidu šta se desilo.
And David got mad.
A David se naljutio.
Now that was the wrong guy to make mad.
Dakle, a to je bio pogrešan momak na koga si se trebao naljutiti.
This is the same guy that slew Goliath.
To je isti čovjek koji je ubio Golijata.
And these 600 men.
A ovih 600 ljudi,
if you read in the scripture,
ako čitate samo u pismu,
every one of them was famous.
Svaki od njih pojedini je bio poznan.
Some of them have jumped in a pit with lions.
Neki bi od njih skočio u jamu sa lavovima.
Some of them had slew 100 men in about 100 meters.
Neki od njih je sa 100 metara razdaljine ubio 100 ljudi.
They were all famous men of war.
Oni su svi bili poznati ratnici.
So they all took their swords.
Tako da su svi zgrabili mačeve.
They girded themselves for battle.
I opasali su se za bitku.
And David said, we're not going to leave one of those guys standing. We're gonna...
David je rekao, nećemo ostaviti ni jednog od njih.
And the servants of Nabal heard this.
A Navalove sluge su čule za to šta se sprema.
And they went to Abigail.
I otešli su ka Abigail.
And they said Nabal is such a man of belie, like he's such so unreasonable, we can't talk to him.
Kažu, i rekli su joj, pa znaš, Naval je tako jedan nerazuman čovjek da ne možemo s njim ni razgovarati.
And so they said, this is the situation.
I rekli su, znaš, situacija je takva.
you know, it's in your lap. Do what you think.
Sad je sve na tebi, radi što misliš da je najbolje.
And so when Abigail heard this,
dakle, kad je Abigaila čula to,
the scripture says that Abigail made haste and took, let's read in verse 18.
Okay, verse 18, right?
Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 200 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses.
Abigail brzo uzme 200 hlebova, 2 mešine vina, 5 zgotovljenih ovaca, 5 merica prženog žita, 100 grozdova suvog grožđa i 200 kolača od smokava i natovari ih na magarce.
Now, Abigail was not in charge of everything.
Znate, Abigelja nije imala ovlaštenje nad svime.
But she was in charge of the kitchen.
No, ipak ona je bila ovlaštena za kuhinju.
And the pantry.
And the pantry.
The pantry is the supply.
Okay.
You have one room next to the kitchen where you keep all of the groceries.
To bi mogla biti pajz, recimo.
Yeah. So she did have the say over the pantry. The spicer, whatever that was.
So didn't have.
She had the say. She had the power over.
Dakle, ona je imala kontrolu nad spajzom, je l' da kuhinjom.
And so
nad dostavom.
And so she wasn't operating out of her realm.
Tako da ona nije funkcionisala izvan zone njenih ovlaštenja.
But God had given her a place.
Već Bog je njoj dao jedno mesto.
Paul says that he said I didn't go in a measure not given to me.
Pavle rekao nisam delovao van mere koja mi je dana.
But he said I reached as far as the measure that God gave me.
Već rekao je išao sam toliko daleko koliko mi je Bog dao.
So maybe she couldn't, there was a lot of things that maybe she wanted to change.
Znate, bilo je puno stvari koje bi ona želela promijeniti.
But one thing she knew,
ali jednu stvar je znala,
the kitchen,
kuhinja,
and the pantry,
i ta magacin ostala,
I got the say. I have the control.
Ja imam kontrolu nad time.
And the scripture said when she heard that,
i pismo kaže kada je to čula,
the answer that Nabal gave David,
odgovor koji je Naval dao Davidu,
she made haste.
Kaže da je požurila.
And Brother Branham said, when God shows you to do something,
i brat Branham kaže, kad ti Bog pokaže da nešto uradiš,
you don't put that off.
Nemoj to da odložiš za kasnije.
Amen.
And he said that referring to a very heartbreaking situation in his life.
I on je govorio o tome kad se osvrtao na veoma teške situacije u svom životu.
In his life story,
recimo u životnoj priči,
when he was pulling the motor on that boat,
kad je pokušavao da upali ponovo taj motor na čamcu,
during the flood, and
kad je bila ta poplava,
the boat was heading for the waterfall,
a čamac je bio nošen ka vodopadu,
the Lord reminded him,
a Gospod ga je podsjetio,
that he had told him to go and preach to those holy rollers or those Pentecostals.
Da mu je rekao da ide propoveda tamo tim svetim valjačima ili tim pentekostalcima.
And his mother-in-law said,
a njegova tašta je rekla,
you're not going to take my daughter out in amongst those fanatics.
E, pa nećeš odvesti moju ćerku tamo među te fanatike.
And so Brother Branham just, he said, I just let it go.
I brat Branham rekao, ja sam prosto pustio neka ide kako ide.
And now all that is coming to his mind again.
I sada mu se sve to ponovo vratilo u um.
Then the Lord took his wife home.
Onda mu je Gospod uzeo ženu kući, odveo ženu kući.
Took his baby.
Pa mu je uzeo bebu.
And he gave us this advice.
I on nam je ostavio ovaj savjet.
When God tells you to do something,
kad ti Bog kaže da nešto uradiš,
don't put it off.
Nemoj to da pustiš tek tako da ode.
That's precious advice.
To je veoma dragocen savjet.
There's a great price paid for that advice.
Zato što je platio jako puno za jedan takav savjet da bi mogao da da.
So the Bible says she made haste.
Tako Biblija kaže da je požurila.
She went directly to the kitchen, to the pantry. They loaded up these asses and sent them to David.
Otišla je pravo do magacina, kuhinje je natovarila sa svim tim stvarima magarce i poslala prema Davidu.
And what was happening on David's end?
A ono što se dešavalo na onom kraju gdje je bio David?
Well, these asses were being loaded up and lined up for the trip.
A ovi magarci su bili poređani u red i spremljeni su bili da krenu na put.
There was preparations being made on the other end.
A i sa ove druge strane su pripreme bile obavljene.
Everybody was getting their armor on.
Svi su nameštali svoje oružje.
Probably sharpening their swords.
Možda su oštrili mačeve.
And David, the more he thought about it,
a David što je više o tome razmišljao,
you can read it in the scriptures.
Možete to čitati u Bibliji.
He said, I kept this man's sheep for nothing.
Rekao je, evo, čuvao sam ovce tog čovjeka za badava.
You know, because the thieves, nobody would come near David's men, not even the thieves that would rob his sheep.
Zato što zbog Davidovih ljudi koji su bili tu u blizini, lopovi se nisu usuđivali da dolaze i da kradu ovce.
In Dutch they have an expression that he received stink for thanks.
Aha, u holandskom jeziku ima jedna izreka, kaže u znak zahvalnosti primio je štap.
In other words, he did nothing but good.
U stvari, drugim rečima, radio je ništa drugo, već samo dobro.
And Nabal returns him evil.
A Naval mu to vraća zlim.
And he was bitter about it.
I zbog toga se rodila gorčina u njemu.
But Jesus, he, when he addressed the believers, he said, you that are heavy laden and weak, come unto me.
Ali Isus kad se on obraćao vernicima, on je rekao, vi koji ste opterećeni i koji teško radite, dođite k meni.
Because I am meek and lowly of heart.
Zato što sam ja krotak i ponizan u srcu.
And that word meek.
A ta reč ponizan, krotak,
means being injured without resentment.
To znači biti povređen bez opiranja.
So you can be hurt.
Tako ti možeš biti povređen
without becoming bitter.
A da se u tebi ne stvori gorčina.
So if we're looking for that rest that Jesus promised.
Tako ako posmatramo taj počinak koji je Isus obećao.
He said, you that are looking for rest.
Rekao je, vi koji tražite taj počinak, taj mir.
Learn of me.
Učite se od mene.
For I am meek.
Jer ja sam krotak.
So that attribute of being able to endure wrong.
Dakle, taj atribut da budeš u stanju da podnesiš nepravdu.
And being able to take wrongdoing.
I da budeš u stanju da podneseš kad ti neko čini nešto loše.
And not be bitter.
A da nemaš gorčinu u tome.
And there's teachings in Proverbs.
A ima učenja u izrekama.
Solomon said, many men have said bad things about their boss.
Solomon kaže da su mnogi ljudi govorili loše o svojim gazdama.
So he said, don't listen to every word.
I rekao je, nemojte slušati sve što se kaže.
You know, people say things.
Zato što ljudi svašta govore.
That shouldn't be said.
Stvari koje ne bi trebale biti rečene.
We all do that.
I mi svi činimo takve stvari.
And then you'll hear people say, well, on such and such a date, on such and such a year.
Onda čujete ljude kako govori tog i tog datuma, te i te godine.
Such and such a person.
Ta i ta osoba.
Said this and this.
Rekla je to i to.
And I've never gone back since.
I nikad se nisam vratio od onda.
And they're really proud about it.
I onda se čak ponose time.
But you remember the woman that came to Jesus.
Ali sjećate se te žene koja je došla Isusu?
And the disciples tried to keep her away.
A učenici su pokušali da je zadrže.
The Syrophoenician woman.
Syrophoeničanka.
And Brother Branham told the story that.
A Brother Branham je rekao o toj priči.
Her own people tried to discourage her from going to Jesus.
Da su čak i ljudi njenog naroda pokušali da je obeshrabre da ne dođe do Isusa.
And then when she got there, the disciples tried to stop her.
A onda kad je stigla do njega, onda su je učenici probali sprečiti.
And what a battle she had to come to Jesus.
I kakvu li je borbu vodila da bi stigla do Isusa.
And when she finally got to Jesus,
i kada je konačno stigla do Isusa,
she thought all her battles were over.
Mislila je svim bitkama je kraj.
She said, I finally got to the feet of Jesus.
Konačno je rekla, evo me kraj Isusovih nogu.
And Jesus said,
a Isus je rekao,
it's not meet to give the children's bread to dogs.
Nije prikladno uzeti hranu od dece i baciti je psima.
What a blow.
Huh, kakav odgovor.
And you know, I thought of a famous boxer.
I znate, razmišljao sam o jednom poznatom bokseru.
His name was Muhammad Ali.
Zvao se Muhammad Ali.
Or Cassius Clay.
Ili Cassius Clay.
And he was a famous boxer.
Bio jako poznat bokser.
And nobody liked this boxer because he always made a positive profession.
Niko nije voleo tog boksera zato što je uvek ispovedao pozitivno da će sve dobro njemu ići u njegovu korist.
And he was black.
I još je bio i crnac.
And the sport was dominated by white boxers.
A tada su vladali u sportu beli bokseri.
And they always, I'm sorry to get off in another sermon.
Oprostite mi što sam prešao u drugu propoved.
But I wasn't supposed to be here anyway.
Ali so. I onako nisam trebao biti ovdje, tako da sve.
So it might be a little unorthodox.
Ja, možda ću biti malo ortodoksan.
But the white boxers and the historical boxing.
Beli bokseri i što se tiče historije boksanja.
Was always this punching. They were really big guys.
Oni su bili krupni momci.
And they were heavy on their feet.
I bili su stabilni na nogama.
And they would stand and just punch each other out.
I stajali bi i lupali jedan drugog.
And the toughest guy won.
I onaj koji bio tvršći, taj je dobio.
And Muhammad Ali.
A Muhammad Ali.
He trained so much.
On je toliko trenirao.
He conditioned himself so much.
On je toliko sebe doveo u kondiciju.
He was much more graceful.
Graceful.
He was much more agile. He was light on his feet.
Aha, okay. Oh, I understand. Okay, on je bio mnogo lakši, pokretljiviji na nogama.
And so he would dance.
Tako da je on plesao u boksu.
And the others thought, well, you won't be able to do that very long.
A drugi su mislili, aha, pa nećeš moći tako dugo vremena da igraš.
But he was in such condition.
Ali on je bio tako utreniran.
He trained and he trained.
Jako puno je trenirao.
So he could keep moving.
Tako da je mogao da nastavi da se kreće.
And he knew how to miss the punches.
I znao je kako da izbjegne udarce.
He was just more graceful.
Bio je puno lakši od njih.
Than the other boxers.
Pokretljiviji od drugih boksera.
So his mentality was not to get hit.
Dakle, njegov mentalitet nije bio u tome da primi udarac
and just hit harder back.
I da on još jače vrati nazad.
He just learned.
On je naučio
how to dodge the punches.
Kako da izbjegava te udarce.
Amen.
And if you're a believer,
i ako si ti jedan vernik,
you just learn.
Ti isto učiš
how
kako da izbjegneš udarce koji dolaze ka tebi.
Say, well, he didn't mean to say that.
I onda kažeš, pa nije on mislio to što je rekao.
I must have heard that wrong.
Mora da sam loše čuo tu stvar.
My hearing's probably not very good.
Možda mi uši su malo začepljene.
Surely he didn't mean that.
Sigurno da nije mislio stvarno tako nešto.
I didn't see what I thought I saw.
Ne vidim ono što sam mislio da sam video.
We just learn.
Tako da mi učimo
how to miss the punches.
Kako da promašimo te udarce koji idu ka nama.
But another thing that Muhammad Ali did.
Ali još jedna stvar koju je uradio Muhammad Ali.
He knew how to take a punch.
Znao je kako da primi udarac.
Now I don't know how this will translate.
I ne znam kako će se to prevesti.
But he trained himself to take a punch.
Ali on je trenirao sebe tako da primi udarac.
And so it's different just getting hit.
Da znači razlika je u tome da budeš samo udaren.
And taking a punch.
I od toga da primiš udarac.
So what he would do?
Dakle, ono što bi on uradio.
He would allow himself to get in the corner.
On bi dopustio da ga satereju u ćošak.
And the other fighter.
A drugi borac
would think.
Je mislio
that he's going, he's losing his strength.
Da on gubi polako snagu.
And he'd lean against the ropes.
I on bi se naslonio na konopce i onda bi stavio ruke tako.
And he'd cover his face.
I prekrio bi lice.
And the other guy would just beat and beat on him.
A drugi momak bi počeo samo da ga udara.
And that his opponent would, his arms would get tired.
A što se tiče njegovog protivnika, od toga bi mu se umorile ruke.
But he was so strong.
Ali on je bio tu jak.
In his stomach.
U stomačnim mišićima.
He could take those punches.
Da je mogao primiti te udarce.
And then at the right time.
I onda u podesnom trenutku.
He would come off the rope.
On bi se izvukao iz konopaca.
And then he would really take the fight to his opponent.
Tek bi onda počeo ušao u borbu sa svojim suparnikom.
And you know, David said.
Tako da je David rekao.
He said in the night times, in the night seasons.
Kaže u vreme večeri kada dopadne noć.
That my reins led me. That I can't quote the scripture exactly.
Ne mogu sad da citiram tačno kako treba pismo.
But there's times.
Ali postoje vremena.
That your head.
Kada tvoja glava.
Can't make a clear picture.
Ne može da ti da jasnu sliku.
But down in your heart.
Ali dole negdje u srcu.
In your, we say guts.
Mi kažemo
your
guts, to je
your inside.
U stomaku, jel?
Somewhere deep
negde
inside
duboko
you,
unutra, u tvojoj unutrašnjosti,
it talks to you.
To ti govori.
We say a gut feeling.
Mi kažemo to je jedan unutarnji osjećaj.
It's not something you figure out.
To nije nešto što si intelektualno izmudrovao.
But if you've trained yourself in the word.
No, ako ti sebe uvežbavaš, obučavaš u reči.
If you've read your Bible.
Ako čitaš svoju Bibliju.
Pray every day.
I moliš se svakodnevno.
If you've seen, heard the things that Brother Branham taught us how to live,
ako
how to do.
Vidiš te stvari kako nas je brat Branham učio, na koji način da živimo, kako da postupamo.
Those things are inside you.
Onda su te stvari unutar tebe.
And when you can't see so good,
i kada ne možeš jasno da vidiš,
there's something in you.
Ipak imaš nešto u sebi
that leads you.
Što te vodi i dalje.
That still small voice.
To je taj tihi i blagi glas govori ti dalje.
So David in the heat of the hour in this situation.
Tako David je u vrelini tog časa ovog događaja.
His temper got up.
Njemu se temperament uzvreo mu je temperament.
And he was just angry.
I prosto se naljutio.
He had been offended.
On je bio naljut, jel, uvređen.
And he got bitter.
I imao je gorčinu zbog toga u sebi.
And he was gonna kill.
I namjeravao je ubiti.
Everyone in Nabal's village.
Svakoga u Navalovom selu.
Now what would stop? What power?
Dakle, koja sila ga je zaustavila?
Who could stop 600 men?
Ko je mogao zaustaviti 600 naoružanih ljudi?
What army of Philistines can meet these 600 men?
Koja filistejska armija je mogla se suprotstaviti ovim ljudima?
If they had cell phones.
Da su imali mobilne telefone.
You know, and they call up the Philistines and say, man, this is bad, we need help.
I da su nazvali Filistejci i da su rekli, ej, ovdje postaje loše, treba nam pomoć.
What Philistine would go and fight these guys?
Koji bi Filistejac došao da se bori protiv ovih 600 ljudi?
Nobody would be crazy enough.
Niko ne bi bio dovoljno lud
to face this band, this army.
Da se suprotstavi ovoj vojsci.
But who had the courage to face them?
Ko je imao hrabrost da stane nasuprot njima?
Abigail did.
Abigail.
Abigail went with a few of her householders, a few of her servants.
Abigail je otišla, krenula sa nekoliko ukućena ili slugu.
And she sent the asses up to meet.
I poslala je te magarce u susret Davidu.
And when she came to David, she
kada je stigla do Davida,
she jumped off the ass and laid herself on the ground.
Ona je skočila sa magarca i legla na zemlju pred njega.
And she said, as Nabal's name is, so is he. He's a foolish man.
I ona je rekla, baš kao što se Nabal zove, takav je on, lud čovjek, nevaljao čovjek.
And he said, and she said, be merciful, David.
I rekla je, Davide, budi milostiv.
Seeing that the Lord has withheld you this day from taking a vengeance,
neka bi te Gospod spriječio u ovom danu da izvršiš osvetu,
by thine own hand,
tvojim sopstvenim rukama.
And she said, you know, forgive us.
I rekla je, oprosti nam,
because we know that you fight the battles of the Lord.
Zato što mi znamo da ti si taj koji vodiš gospodnje ratove, bitke.
Maybe we should read that in verse 28.
Možda bi mogli to čitati u stihu 28.
I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord, and evil hath not been found in thee all thy days.
Oprosti prestup svoje sluškinji, a Gospod će zaista učvrstiti tvoj dom, jer moj gospodar vodi gospodnje ratove. Zato neka se ne nađe na tebi zlo za svek tvog veka.
Amen.
I wonder if we could have that respect for one another.
Pitam se da li mi možemo imati jedno takvo poštovanje jedni prema drugima.
To know that your sister is fighting the battles of the Lord.
Da znaš da tvoja sestra vodi gospodnje ratove.
When you looked at a brother that you know that he's trying to serve the Lord.
Kada pogledaš u svog brata, onda ti znaš da on pokušava služiti Gospoda.
And that's a fight.
I da je to jedan rat.
And you know, she could have said, well, you know, David, I can tell you're mad. You've got a temper.
Ona je mogla reći, Davide, vidim da si pobesneo, da ti je narav uzvrela.
And you know, you're not displaying those statutes of a perfect man.
I znaš, ti ne pokazuješ te osobine savršenog čovjeka.
You're backslid.
Ti si sad povratnik u greh.
And you know the prophet said.
I znaš šta je prorok rekao.
And you know, I have a scripture and verse for you.
I znaš, imam jedan stih iz pisma za tebe.
But she didn't scold him.
Nije ona prekorila njih.
But what she did was,
već ono što je uradila,
she reminded him,
ona ga je samo podsjetila,
of the prophecies,
o proroštvima,
concerning him,
što se tiču njega.
We went a few verses.
I ako idemo dalje još nekoliko stihova,
she said, it shall come to pass,
which one is it?
Verse 30.
Okay, idemo od stiha 30.
It shall come to pass when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he hath spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel.
A kada Gospod učini mom gospodaru svako dobro koje ti je obećao i postavi te za vladara nad Izraelom.
Let's just stop a minute.
Hajde stanimo samo za čas.
See, she knew what Samuel said.
Vidite, ona je znala šta je Samuel rekao.
The word of the Lord by the mouth of the prophet.
Jer to je bila reč gospodnja preko usana proroka.
Was very much a part of her life.
I bila je veoma prisutna u njenom životu.
And she had a revelation.
I ona je imala čak otkrivenje.
What the prophet said.
O tome šta je prorok rekao.
Was thus saith the Lord.
Da je to tako govori Gospod.
And it wasn't going to be any other way.
I da ne postoji druga mogućnost.
Than what the prophet said.
Od onoga što je rekao prorok.
And she knew that.
I ona je to znala.
And so she's just sharing with David.
Tako da ono sad to deli sa Davidom.
That we know it's thus saith the Lord that you're going to be the next king of Israel.
Mi znamo da je to tako govori Gospod da ćeš ti biti sljedeći kralj u Izraelu.
It didn't matter what it looked like at the moment.
I nije uopće bilo bitno kako je to delovalo trenutno.
David is running for his life from Saul.
David je bežao u strahu za svoj život od Saula.
She wasn't looking at that.
A ona nije gledala na to.
But she knew what Samuel prophesied.
Već ona je znala što je bilo Samuelovo proročanstvo.
And she, so she says unto David.
Tako da ona kaže Davidu.
She said, when you become king, let this not be a grief unto you. We'll continue on.
Čitat ćemo dalje, kaže, kada ti postaneš vladar u Izraelu, neka ovo ne tereti tvoju savest.
31. That this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord hath avenged himself. But when the Lord hath dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid.
Neka ovo ne tereti tvoju savest i tako postane kamen spoticanja mome gospodaru, da je bezrazložno prolio krv i da je uzeo pravdu u svoje ruke. A kada Gospod iskaže dobrotu mome gospodaru, ti se onda seti svoje sluškinje.
So she's saying, David, consider that when you're king, you're going to feel bad about this.
Ona je u stvari rekla Davidu, ej, razmisli, kada jednog dana postaneš kralj, ako ovo uradiš, bit će ti žao zbog toga.
It's going to be an offense of heart to you.
To će ti biti jedna osuda u srcu.
That you took vengeance,
da si uzeo otpetu u svoje vlastite ruke.
Amen.
Because she could have said that the scriptures say that vengeance belongeth to me, saith the Lord.
Zato što je mogla reći ono što je pismo reklo, da osveta pripada meni, kaže Gospod.
That was the law, that was the word of the Lord.
A to je bio zakon i to je bila reč Gospodnje tada.
But she had some understanding.
Ali ona je bila razborita.
And David,
a David,
his response,
njegov odgovor je bio,
his response was not, well, you know, you woman preacher, you have no business telling me.
A Davidov odgovor nije bio ovako nekako, ha, ti ženo propovedniče, šta ti ima meni da govoriš?
Go back to the kitchen where you belong.
Vrati se u kuhinju gdje ti je mjesto.
But what did David say?
A šta je David rekao?
He said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me.
David odgovor je Abigeji, neka je blagosloven Gospod, Bog Izraelov, koji te je poslao danas da me sretneš.
The Lord sent an angel.
Bog je poslao anđela.
To David.
Davidu.
Probably the only way that David could have been stopped.
I to je bio vjerovatno jedini mogući način da se David zaustavi.
That wonderful countenance that Abigail had.
Taj prelepi izgled koji je Abigaila imala.
That understanding of what to say and what to do.
Ta razboritost šta da se kaže i šta da se uradi.
Stopped that whole army.
To je zaustavilo čitavu vojsku.
All the rattling of swords stopped.
Sve te oštre mačeve je to ona je zaustavila.
All that anger stopped.
Kompletan bes je zaustavila.
It could have been so different.
Moglo je biti mnogo drugačije.
But God had an angel.
Ali Bog je imao anđela
named Abigail.
Koja se zvala Abigeja.
And I've often prayed for my children.
I često se i sam molim za svoju decu.
That the Lord send an angel.
Da Gospod pošalje nekog anđela.
I don't know where that angel is going to be.
I ne znam gdje će da se pojavi taj anđel.
Might be at school.
Možda u školi.
Might be at work.
Možda na poslu.
Wouldn't have to be a message believer.
Ne mora čak biti ni vjernik poruke.
Just an angel of the Lord.
Samo neki anđel poslan od Gospoda.
To remind them,
da ih podsjeti
who they are,
ko su,
what the word of the Lord is,
šta je reč Gospodnja.
It's never going to be any different than what the prophet said.
Jel neće biti nikada drugačije od onoga što je rekao prorok.
Amen.
Amen.
this church age book.
Ova knjiga crkvenih doba.
I don't care what anybody says about it.
Briga me ko šta govori o njoj.
Brother Branham said, I wrote it in the first person.
Brat Branham je rekao, napisana je u osobi prvog lica.
Because it's a message from my heart.
Zato što to poruka iz mog srca.
To the hearts of the people.
Ka srcima ljudi.
And he even tells us things about the future of our loved ones.
I čak nam govori kakva će biti budućnost naših voljenih.
Probably too heavy to talk about this morning.
Možda je to previše da bi se govorilo jutros.
But it's not going to be any other way.
Ali neće moći biti drugačije nikako.
It's going to be just the way he said it would be.
Morat će biti upravo onako kako je on rekao da će biti.
Amen.
And just so you don't misunderstand me.
I tako nemojte me pogrešno razumeti.
He said there'd be a multitude there.
Rekao je bit će tamo jedno veliko mnoštvo
that would be given
koji će biti, kojima će biti darovan večni život.
Having not previously possessed it.
Koji ga prethodno nisu posjedovali.
And David said,
a David je rekao,
blessed be the Lord of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. Same verse. Blessed be.
David je odgovorio Abigeji, neka je blagoslovljen Gospod Bog Izraelov koji te poslao danas da me sretneš.
And blessed be thy advice.
I neka je blagoslovljena tvoja razboritost.
And blessed be thou.
I neka si blagoslovljena ti.
Which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood.
Što si me danas sprečio da prolijem krv.
And from avenging myself with my own hand.
I uzmem pravdu u svoje ruke.
What a beautiful thing.
Kako predivna stvar.
And in the end of the story,
i onda na kraju cele priče,
Abel was having his big party.
Nabal je imao tu svoju veliku gozbu.
A feast, the Bible said, like the feast of kings.
To je bilo poput kraljevske gozbe, kaže Biblija.
And he, you know, he had that big party and he was drunk and Abigail waited till the next morning.
I pošto imao tu veliku žurku i bio je pijan, tako da je Abigail čekala do sutra kada vino bude isparilo iz njega,
till he sobered up.
Kada dođe sebi.
And she told Nabal what she did.
I ona je onda ispričala Navalu šta je uradila.
And Nabal was so tight. He was such a selfish guy.
A Naval je bio tako tvrd čovjek, tako sebična osoba.
That when she told him,
da kada je ona njemu rekla,
he had a heart attack.
Da dobio srčani udar.
That she would be so generous.
Što je ona bila toliko velikodušna.
With his stuff.
Sa njegovom imovinom.
He had a heart attack.
Dobio je infarkt.
And 10 days later he died.
I 10 dana nakon toga je umro.
And a little later in the chapter David rejoices.
A onda malo kasnije u toj glavi David se raduje.
And he's so thankful.
I toliko je zahvalan.
Because God dealt with Nabal.
Zato što je Bog obavio posao s Navalom.
And it was just the grace of Abigail.
A to je bila samo Abigejna milost.
That stopped him from taking things in his own hands.
Koja je njega zaustavila da uzme stvar u svoje ruke.
So he went and communed with Abigail and finally took her to be his wife.
Tako otišao je da ima zajedništvo sa Abigejom i konačno je posle uzeo čak i za ženu.
It's a beautiful picture, how.
To je jedna predivna slika.
She was married.
Ona je bila udata.
To this Nabal.
Za tog Navala.
But finally,
ali konačno,
now that husband is dead.
Taj prvi muž je mrtav.
She's free.
I ona je sad slobodna
from that husband.
Od tog muža.
So she can be married to David,
tako da se može udati sad za Davida,
a type of Christ.
To je tip Hrista.
And the only way that we can really be free from our first husband,
jedini način kako uistinu možemo biti slobodni od svog prvog muža,
and all of our sins and our transgressions,
i od svih svojih greha i prestupa,
that are connected to the carnal man,
koji su u vezi sa telesnim čovjekom,
we can maybe make a profession that we're not married to that man anymore.
Mi možda možemo ispovedati da više nismo u braku sa tim prvim mužem.
We maybe could hear some preaching and say amen, that's right.
Možemo čuti propovijed i reći tako je, amen, više nismo u braku sa njim.
But it's really not important our position as a church.
Ali nije bitna, nije toliko bitna naša pozicija kao crkve.
Maybe we say, well, we believe the message.
Možda možemo reći mi vjerujemo u poruku.
And the prophet said.
A prorok je rekao.
And, you know, he's vindicated.
A on je potvrđen.
He's got, thus saith the Lord.
On ima tako govori Gospod.
And that's what we believe.
I to je ono što mi vjerujemo.
I believe what Brother Branham said.
Ja vjerujem ono što je brat Branham rekao.
Amen.
Well, it's wonderful to say amen.
Pa divno je kad kažeš amen.
But that's not the point.
Ali nije u tome stvar.
It doesn't do us any good.
Od toga ti možda neće biti ništa bolje.
Unless we can take it in our heart.
Sve dok to ne uzmemo u svoje srce.
And settle it within ourselves.
I onda to razrišimo unutar sebe.
And know that it's mine.
I onda da znam da to pripada meni.
I don't know if you're like I am.
Ne znam da li ste vi poput mene.
But when the scriptures quoted,
ali kada se citira pismo,
or I hear something preached,
ili kada čujem neku propoved,
there's something beautiful about reading it in my own Bible.
Ima nečega što mi je predivno kad tu istu stvar čitam u svojoj Bibliji.
I know it's there.
Znam onda da to je tu.
I know where it is.
Znam tačno gdje se to nalazi.
Amen.
I read those verses for myself.
Čitam i sam te dijelove pisma.
Amen.
It's mine.
I onda to je moja.
Amen.
Moja stvar.
It's what Christ promised me.
To je ono što je Hrist obećao meni.
Amen.
It's my possession.
To onda meni pripada.
And I hope that I would not be too long this morning.
I nadam se da neću danas biti previše dug.
But I would like to read some things out of the church age.
Želeo sam pročitati neke stvari iz crkvenih doba.
One time I was gonna preach someplace and I'm walking in this park.
Jednom kada sam propovedao na jednom mjestu i hodao sam kroz jedan park.
And there was a very beautiful section of roses.
I tamo je bilo jedan odjeljak sa prelepim ružama.
And there's something about a rose when it just begins to open.
I ima nešto u ruži koja tek počinje da se otvara.
And it opens itself up.
Ona se otvori.
And I thought of it like this.
Ja sam o tome razmišljao na ovakav način.
What does the Lord see when he looks at me?
Šta je to što Gospod vidi kada gleda u mene?
Because there were some of them that were still like this and turned down.
A neke ruže su još bile ovako zatvorene, a i okrenute prema dole.
And I wondered if the Lord who's taken me to be his bride.
I pitao sam se da li Gospod koji je uzeo mene da budem njegova nevesta,
when he looks at me,
kada on pogleda u mene,
and wants to see the freshness of his chosen bride.
I želi da vidi svežinu svoje izabrane neveste.
If I'm closed up,
da li sam ja tako dole zatvoren,
and my head's down,
da li mi je glava pognuta,
does he have to try to pull my chin up?
Da li pokušava da mi podigne bradu prema gore?
To look into my eyes.
Da bi mi pogledao u oči.
And am I afraid to just look clearly eye to eye with him?
I da li se plašim da direktno gledam, da se gledamo u oči u oči?
Or do I have something in my mind, or
ili imam nešto u svojim mislima,
in my thoughts,
u svojim mislima,
something hidden in me,
nešto što je tamo skriveno u meni,
that he can see on my countenance,
što on onda može vidjeti u mom spoljašnjem izgledu?
Are my thoughts preoccupied?
Da li su mi misli previše zauzete, obuzete?
With worry,
sa brigama,
or some kind of guilt, or
ili nekom vrstom krivice,
some complex,
ili nekim kompleksom,
that I can't open myself up to him.
Da ne mogu da mu se otvorim.
So I can put on a nice face.
Ja mogu da napravim lep izraz lica.
But my countenance,
ali moj izgled,
is gonna be what I have inside.
Bit će onakav kakav sam ja unutra.
And so when I think of the countenance of
tako,
his bride,
tako kada razmišljam o izgledu njegove neveste,
am I a bride to him?
Da li sam mu ja uistinu nevesta?
Am I fresh?
Da li sam svež?
Am I carefree?
Da li sam bezbrižan?
Am I burden free?
Da li sam slobodan od tih tereta?
Am I happy?
Da li sam sretan?
Am I the kind of bride that,
da li
that
sam
he
ja
desires?
Takva vrsta neveste kakvu on želi?
Or do I have some kind of thinking in the wheels turning in my mind?
Ili postoje neki točkići u mom umu pa se okreću?
And I think, oh Lord,
pa ja mislim, Gospode,
I'm not what I should be.
Pa nisam baš onakav kakav bi trebao biti.
I'm not really being really who I should be.
Nisam onakav kakav bi zaista i trebao da budem.
All of the message of the hour that I've heard,
sve propovedi, ove poruke koje sam čuo,
and still I'm in the condition that I'm in.
A ja se još uvijek nalazim u stanju u kakvom jesam.
Oh Lord, be merciful to me.
Gospode, smiluj mi se.
I'm sorry, I'm not a better Christian.
Oprosti mi što nisam bolji hrišćanin.
Is that what he wants?
Da li on želi tako nešto?
For a bride?
Za svoju nevestu?
I was in a gypsy church.
Bio sam u jednoj romskoj crkvi.
And the pastor said,
i pastir je rekao,
we don't want to be like the baby calf.
Ne želimo biti kao tele.
To the Lord.
Za Gospoda.
So the baby calf's always following the mother, you know, whining, you know, eh.
Zato što tele uvijek ide za majkom i muče.
Am I always going to the Lord?
Da li ja uvijek idem ka Gospodu?
With the same complaint?
Sa istim pritužbama?
Or am I clean because he made me clean?
Ili sam ja čist zato što me on očistio?
Am I free because he made me free?
Da li sam slobodan zato što me on oslobodio?
Am I everything that I've heard the prophet say in the message of the hour?
Da li sam ja sve to što sam čuo da je prorok rekao u poruci ovog vremena?
So I just want to go quickly here.
Tako želim ovdje samo proći brzo.
And share a few things and then we'll close.
Podijeliti
okay?
Samo nekoliko stvari i tako ćemo s time završiti. Da li je to u redu?
You feeling okay?
Osjećate se dobro?
Okay. Brother Branham talking about Revelation 3 and 7.
Brother Branham govori iz Otkrivenja 3:7.
The salutation is,
a pozdrav je,
and the angel of the church and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write these things.
A anđelu filadelfijske crkve piši ovo.
These things saith he that is holy.
Ovako govori onaj koji je svet.
Amen.
He that is true.
Onaj koji je istinit.
He that hath the key of David.
Onaj koji ima Davidov ključ.
He that openeth.
Onaj koji otvara.
And no man shutteth.
I ne može niko da zatvori.
And shutteth.
I zatvara.
And no man openeth.
I nijedan čovjek ne može da otvori.
Oh, how beautiful are those words.
Oh, kako su predivne ove riječi.
How majestic even the sound of them.
Kako su božanstvene čak i njihov zvuk.
How thrilling to think that all those attributes can be applied to one person.
Kako uzbuđujuće je misliti o tome da svi ti atributi mogu biti pripisani jednoj osobi.
And Brother Branham goes on to say,
i onda Brat Branham nastavlja da govori
how that the Jews did not esteem him to be those things.
Kako ga Jevreji nisu smatrali da je on sve to.
But they thought of him as Beelzebub.
Već su mislili o njemu kao da je Belzebub.
He said the Jews did not call him holy then.
Tada Jevreji njega nisu zvali svetim.
And they do not call him holy now.
Čak ga ne zovu ni sada svetim.
But he is the holy one.
Ali on je svetac.
Psalms 16:10.
Psalm 16:10.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell.
Jer nećeš ostaviti moju dušu u paklu.
Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
Niti ćeš dopustiti da tvoj svetac vidi truljenje, propadljivost.
And he said they sought righteousness after the law and failed miserably.
I rekao je, oni su vidjeli pravdu zakonsku i zbog toga su bedno izneverili.
Now is this for somebody else or is this for me?
Da li ovo je za nekog drugog ili je možda ovo za mene?
Now, nobody else knows this but us.
Vidite, niko drugi ne znao za ove stvari sem nas.
Because the church age book is for the end time believers.
Zato što knjiga crkvenih doba je namijenjena vernicima posljednjeg vremena.
And we know it's not just to make sure it's recorded in history.
I znamo da to nije samo da bi bili sigurni da je to zabeleženo u istoriji.
Because it's not just information.
Jer to nisu samo informacije
to be documented.
Koje su sada dokumentovane ovim.
But this is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Već ovo je otkrivenje Isusa Hrista.
This is Jesus revealing himself to us.
Ovo je Isus koji otkriva sebe nama.
So that we can know who he is.
Tako da možemo znati ko je on.
But that's a deep subject.
No, to je duboka tema.
Because of how great he is.
Zbog njegove veličine.
So it takes time.
Tako da je potrebno vreme.
For him to get us the picture.
Da bi mi dobili sliku o njemu.
So this is just one part of the picture.
Tako da ovo samo delić slike.
That he wants to make sure we get.
Koju on želi da mi vidimo, jel?
For by the law can no flesh be justified.
Jer zakonom jedno tijelo ne može biti opravdano.
By the law can no man be made holy.
Zakonom nijedno tijelo ne može biti sveto.
Holiness is of the Lord.
Svetost je od Gospoda.
Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus.
Ali kroz njega ste u Isusu Kristu.
Whom of God is made unto us,
koji od Boga postao nama,
wisdom,
mudrost,
and righteousness,
pravda,
and sanctification,
i posvećenje,
and redemption,
i otkupljenje.
Second Corinthians 5:21. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Da bi mi mogli postati Božja pravda u njemu.
It was Christ or perish, and they perished for they refused him.
To je bilo ili Hrist ili propadni, a oni su propali jer su ga odbacili.
He says that in that day they were joining church.
On je rekao da u tom danu oni su se pridruživali crkvi, učlanjivali.
And they were taking refuge in church.
I da su nalazili u crkvi utočište.
But he said the life is in Christ, not in the church.
Ali kaže život je u Hristu, ne u crkvi.
He said, he that hath the Son hath life.
Kaže, onaj koji ima sina ima život.
And he that hath not the son hath not life.
Ako nema sina, nema života.
Man is made holy by the Spirit.
Čovjek postaje svet od duha.
It is the Spirit of holiness that raised Jesus from the dead.
To je duh svetosti koji je podigao Isusa iz mrtvih.
That indwells us.
Koji sada prebiva u nama.
And makes us holy with his holiness.
i čini nas svetima od njegove svetosti.
We can't put this on ourselves.
Znači to ne možemo nekako staviti na sebe.
We can't do this by our works.
Ne možemo svojim delima doći do toga.
But that same spirit of holiness that raised him up.
Taj isti duh svetosti koji je njega uskrsnuo
dwells in us.
Prebiva sad u nama.
And it makes us holy.
I čini nas svetima
with his holiness.
Od njegove svetosti.
There he stands, the Holy One.
Tamo stoji svetac.
And we will stand with him.
I mi ćemo biti sa njim.
Clothed in his righteousness.
Obučeni u njegovu pravednost.
Holy with his holiness.
Sveti od njegove svetosti.
Amen.
Is that not the longing of your heart?
Zar nije to nešto za čim čezne vaše srce?
When you come in the presence of God.
Jer kada vi dođete u Božju prisutnost.
And you think about your life.
I razmišljate o svom životu.
And you think, Lord, I want to live more holy.
I onda kažete, Gospode, želim da živim još svetije.
And the devil will say to you.
A đavo će ti reći.
Well, you've never been able to do it before.
Pa nisi to bio u stanju ni ranije da uradiš.
Look at your past.
Pogledaj samo svoju prošlost.
Is this some kind of New Year's resolution you're making?
Da li je ovo novogodišnja odluka koju donosiš?
If you want to reason with him.
Ako želiš s njim da uđeš u nadmudrivanje,
then your head starts wilting.
Onda glava počinje da ti se spušta prema dole.
But if you're his bride.
Ali ako si njegova nevesta,
you say it's just like this.
Onda kažeš upravo kao što ovdje je rečeno.
It's not my holiness.
Nije to moja svetost.
It's his holiness.
To je od njegove svetosti.
It's not my life.
To nije moj život.
It's his life in me.
To je njegov život koji u meni.
I accept it.
Ja to samo prihvatam.
I just embrace it.
Ja to samo prigrlim sebi
and believe it,
i vjerujem to da je tako
and I open myself to you,
i otvaram ti se
and I say, amen, Lord.
I kažem ti amen Gospode.
That's who I am.
To je ono što ja jesam.
I don't know who I am.
Pa i ne znam ko sam.
Unless he tells me who I am.
Osim ako mi on ne kaže ko sam.
That mirror is not me.
To ogledalo, to nisam ja.
And my evaluation of me is not me.
I procjena mene samoga ili vrednovanje mene samoga nije ono što ja jesam.
Who he says I am.
Ono što on kaže da ja jesam.
Is who I am.
To je u stvari ono što jesam.
There's many beautiful things here.
Ima sad ovdje puno prelepih stvari.
But I just wanted to go to another place.
Ali želim samo otići do jednog drugog mjesta.
It's in that same chapter.
To je u toj istoj glavi.
He says the Jews, he's talking about the sacrifice that makes us clean.
On govori o žrtvi koja nas očišćava
and makes us righteous.
I čini nas pravednima.
So, but the Jews there in the time of Jesus did not want to accept that sacrifice.
Ali Jevreji u vrijeme Isusa nisu željeli prihvatiti tu žrtvu.
The blood of bulls and goats made nothing perfect.
Krv bikova i koza nije učinila ništa savršenim.
It was at one time God's ordained way.
Nekada to je bio Božji određeni put.
But now Christ, having appeared in the flesh,
ali sad se Hrist pojavio u telu,
and by shedding his own blood,
i tako što je prolio svoju sopstvenu krv,
put away sin,
udaljio je greh,
and by that offering of himself,
i sa tim prinosom samoga sebe,
has made us perfect.
Načinio nas je savršenima.
The Jews would not take that.
Jevreji nisu to htjeli prihvatiti.
But what about the Philadelphian age?
Ali šta je sa filadelfijskim dobom?
And what about other ages?
I šta je sa drugim dobima?
Did they really accept this reality in Christ?
Da li su oni zaista prihvatili tu realnost u Hristu?
And I have to think about myself.
Ja moram misliti tu i na sebe.
Am I accepting that?
Da li sam ja to prihvatio?
That he has made me perfect.
Da je on mene učinio savršenim.
Is it a reality to me?
Da li to meni jeste realnost?
Brother Branham said, now Now works are fine.
Brat Abraham kaže, dela su u redu,
but they don't save you.
Ali vas ne spašavaju.
They don't make you perfect.
Ona vas ne čine savršenima.
It is Christ or perish.
Već to je Hrist ili propadaš.
And it is not even Christ and works.
I to čak nisu Hrist i dela.
It is Christ alone.
Već to je samo Hrist.
And he said, talking about the Philadelphian age.
I sad govori o filadelfijskom dobu.
He said, this age began the years of Armenianism.
I kaže, to doba počinje u vreme Armenijanizma.
That does not believe in Christ as the reality.
Koji nisu verovali u Hrista kao realnost.
It doesn't sing nothing but the blood.
What?
It does, the age isn't singing nothing but the blood.
To doba nije bilo doba koje pevalo ništa sem krvi.
Very popular song in America is a song called Nothing But the Blood.
Jedna jako poznata pesma u Americi je pesma koja kaže ništa sem krvi.
But he say they're singing nothing but the blood and my conduct.
A oni su pevali pesmu ništa sem krvi i mog ponašanja.
If you are saved, you will do righteously.
Ako ste stvarno spaseni, onda ćete pravedno postupati.
We have already gone over that.
Jel, već smo prošli kroz to.
But let me tell you now.
Ali samo da vam kažem sada.
Salvation is not Jesus plus.
Spasenje nije Isus plus.
It is Jesus alone.
Već je to samo Isus.
Salvation is of the Lord.
Spasenje je od Gospoda.
From start to finish.
Od početka do kraja.
It's all God.
To je sve Bog.
Let his life be in me.
Neka bi njegov život bio u meni.
Let it be his blood that cleanses me.
Neka bi to bila njegova krv što me čisti.
Let it be his spirit that fills me.
Neka bi to bio njegov duh koji me ispunjava.
Let it be his word in my heart.
Neka bi to bila njegova reč u mom srcu.
Let it be his word in my mouth.
Neka bi to bila njegova reč u mojim usnama.
Let it be his stripes that heal me.
Neka bi njegove rane bile te koje me leče.
Let it be Jesus.
Neka bi to bio Isus.
And Jesus alone.
I samo Isus.
Not by works of my righteousness.
Ne delima svoje pravde.
Which I have done.
Koje sam ja uradio.
No sir.
Ne gospodo.
Christ is my life.
Već Hrist je moj život.
And you might say, well, brother Dennis.
Možeš reći, pa brate Denise.
After 40 years of following the message of the hour.
Nakon 40 godina što se prati poruka ovog vremena.
Don't you think that some of these things are pretty fundamental?
Zar ne misliš već da su neke od ovih stvari veoma osnovne, temeljne stvari?
But I can't help but be honest.
Ali ne mogu ništa tu, moram biti iskren.
I think I first saw the truth.
Mislim da sam prvo video istinu.
And saw and said, amen, that's right, that's the way it is.
I rekao je, amen, to je tako kako jeste.
But now,
ali sada,
I'm looking at it different.
Ja sad to gledam na jedan drugačiji način.
In some one place in this book,
i na jednom mjestu u ovoj knjizi,
talking about the Philadelphian age,
isto se govori o filadelfijskom dobu.
He said there was many, many men that had a lot of truth to be spoken.
Rekao je da je bilo puno ljudi koji su imali istinu koju su mogli govoriti.
This is Martin Luther's age.
I to je bilo doba Martina Lutera.
And he said there never was an age with more men and so much light.
I rekao je nikad nije bilo jedno doba sa toliko ljudi i sa toliko svetla.
So the people were hearing more truth than the church had ever had before.
Tako da su ljudi čuli tada više istine nego ikada crkva ranije.
But he said the question was,
ali rekao je, bilo je pitanje,
how were they hearing?
Kako oni to čuju?
Were they hearing it in an academic manner?
Da li oni to čuju na jedan akademski način?
And he said that God was demanding of them a change of heart.
I rekao je da Bog je od njih zahtevao promjenu srca.
So even though this age is spoken of in history as the Great Reformation,
čak i ako je o tom dobu govoreno u istoriji kao doba velike reformacije,
and a glorious age,
kao veličanstveno doba,
the truth was,
istina je bila,
that it was very chaotic,
da je u stvari bilo veoma haotično doba,
and there was much arguing,
i da je bilo jako puno prepiranja, rasprave,
and it was, Brother Branham said that age was unfulfilled.
I Brother Branham kaže da je to doba bilo neispunjeno doba.
Revelation says, I've seen your works and that your works are not perfect.
I u otkrivenju piše, vidio sam tvoja dela, a tvoja dela nisu savršena.
And Brother Branham said that meant that word that they were not perfect meant that they were unfulfilled. They didn't come to their fullness.
A ta Abraham je rekao da ta reč da nisu savršeni, da dela njihova nisu savršena, da je to značilo da oni nisu ispunili, nisu došli do kraja, nisu se ispunili.
And I thought as his bride.
Ja sam razmišljao da kao njegova nevesta,
I don't want my life to be unfulfilled.
Ja ne želim da moj život bude neispunjen život.
I don't want to come halfway.
Ne želim doći samo do pola puta.
But I want to come completely.
Već želim doći potpuno
into this word.
U ovu reč.
And I want to have it deep in my heart and soul.
I želim imati duboko u svom srcu i duši.
That he said.
Da je on rekao.
That I'm worthy.
Da sam ja dostojan.
In the same Philadelphian age.
U tom istom filadelfijskom dobu.
He said there was this whole church world in a chaos.
Rekao je taj ceo crkveni svet je bio u haosu.
But the scripture said there is a few names among you.
Ali u pismu kaže da ima nekoliko imena među vama
who have kept their skirts clean.
Koji su sačuvali svoje haljine čistima.
And these are worthy.
I to su oni koji su dostojni.
And we know that there's two vines in the church.
I znamo da postoje dve loze unutar crkve.
That all through these church ages.
Koje kroz sva ta crkvena doba.
He's speaking to the false vine.
On govori o toj lažnoj lozi.
And the true vine.
I istinskoj lozi.
And then he says there's a few names among you.
A onda kaže ima nekoliko imena među vama.
And these are worthy.
I to su ti koji su dostojni.
And Brother Bram says, look who is saying these are worthy.
I brat Abraham kaže, gled ko je rekao da su oni dostojni.
The only one who is worthy.
Jedini koji jeste dostojan.
The only one that was worthy to open the book.
Koji je bio dostojan da otvori knjigu.
Break the seals
i da prelomi pečate njene.
If there ever was one that was worthy.
Ako je ikad bio postojao neko ko je dostojan,
it was him.
To je bio onda on.
And now he's saying.
I sada on govori.
And he's saying,
i onda on govori,
that these are worthy.
Da oni su ti koji su dostojni.
Look who's saying these are worthy.
I kaže, gledaj ko je taj koji govori da je on dostojan.
It's him.
To je on.
Saying that we're worthy.
Koji govori da mi jesmo dostojni.
Now I have to make a choice.
Dakle, ja moram doneti odluku.
What vine am I?
Koja sam ja loza?
Am I this vine?
Da li sam ova loza?
Or am I this vine?
Ili sam ova loza, druga?
There's only two choices.
Ima samo dva izbora.
I have to say one or the other.
Moram reći ili jedan ili drugi.
So I have to look in the word and say that's me.
Tako moram da pogledam u reč i da kažem to sam ja.
I'm this group.
Ja sam ova grupa.
Amen. You say, well, Brother Dennis, no, you're talking about an age back there.
Kažeš, ne, brate Denise, to se govori za drugo doba, tamo ranije.
No.
Ne.
Because why is this book written in this day?
Pa što je onda ova knjiga napisana u ovom danu?
Brother Graham said all of these things.
Brother Graham je rekao da sve ove stvari
are because it's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Zbog toga što je to sve otkrivenje Isusa Krista.
And he's eternal.
A on je večan.
This revelation of him.
Ovo njegovo otkrivenje.
It's universal. It's all of this is for us.
Je univerzalno i sve to je i za nas.
Because who's it being revealed to?
Jel kome je ovo otkriveno?
Us.
Pa nama.
So he calls this vine here.
I on naziva ovu lozu ovde
worthy.
Dostojnom.
And he says, I'll walk with them.
I kaže, ja ću hodati sa njima.
In white.
U belim haljinama.
And Brother Branham said that Jesus wore the same garments that we do.
Brat Branham je rekao da Isus nosio iste haljine kao i mi.
He just walks with us.
Prosto jednostavno ide sa nama.
And we see him.
I mi ga vidimo.
As he is.
Onakvim kakav on jeste.
Now we know there's a prophecy.
Dakle, mi znamo da ima proroštvo.
That at the resurrection and the rapture.
Da kada dođe uskrsnuće i uznesenje.
We'll be as he is.
Da ćemo biti kao što je on.
We'll see him as he is.
Vidjet ćemo ga onakvim kakav on jeste.
We'll know him.
I znaćemo ga.
As we are known.
Kao što smo i sami poznati.
But consider this.
Ali uvažite i ovo.
That by him revealing himself in the message of the hour.
Da tako što se preko njega on otkriva u poruci ovog časa.
We are seeing him as he is.
Mi ga onda već vidimo onakvim kakvim on jeste.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
Nije li to baš predivno?
That he's we're seeing the real Jesus.
Da mi u stvari možemo vidjeti pravog istinskog Isusa.
And I'm trying to win this young brother in Bulgaria.
Ja pokušavam da zadobim ovog mladog brata u Bugarskoj.
And he says, well, you know, why do you keep saying the message, the message?
I on kaže, što stalno govoriš poruka, poruka, poruka?
And he said, brother Dennis, the message is Jesus.
I on je rekao, brate Denise, pa poruka je Isus.
And I'm saying, yes.
Rekao sam, pa da.
How ironic.
Kako ironično to zvuči.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get you to see.
Tako je, to je ono što ja želim da ti vidiš.
That the message being preached out there.
Da poruka koja je tamo bila propovedana.
Is not seeing him as he is.
Da tamo on nije viđen onakvim kakav on jeste.
It's another version.
Da to je jedna druga verzija toga ko on jeste.
But if you want him.
Ali ako stvarno želiš baš njega.
To show.
Da se on pokaže.
Who he is.
Ko je on.
Man can say who Jesus is.
Ljudi mogu reći ko je Isus.
But oh thank God.
Ali hvala Bogu.
When he comes and speaks to us.
Kada on dolazi da nam govori.
And says, this is who I am.
I on kaže, evo ko sam ja.
Amen.
And what he did at the same time.
I ono što on uradi u isto vreme.
He said, this is who you are.
Onda on kaže, a evo ko si ti.
You are worthy.
Ti si dostojan.
You're holy.
Ti si svet.
You're righteous.
Ti si pravedan.
What that should do to my countenance.
Šta to treba da učini mom izgledu?
You know, I raised some boys. I've raised I had three boys.
Znate, ja sam odgajao sam tri sina, tri momka.
And you know, they come to a place in their life.
I znate, došli su do jednog mesta u životu.
That they recognize
kada su prepoznali
that they can make some things happen.
Da,
they can make things happen, they can accomplish things.
Da oni mogu da obave određenu stvar.
You know, when they're young,
znate, kad su mladi,
they're depending on mom and dad.
Oni stalno zavise o mami i tati.
They go where mom and dad goes.
Idu tamo gdje idu mama i tata.
They borrow money from dad.
Oni pozajme novac od tate.
I don't want to lose the thought.
I ne želim izgubiti misao.
But I don't know if you've ever experienced this.
Ali ne znam da li ste to ikad iskusili.
But my boys, they get a job.
Ali moji momci kada su dobili posao.
And they have money for the first time.
I kada su prvi put osjetili novac u rukama.
And they go buy something at the store.
I otišli da kupe nešto u prodavnici.
And they write their name on it.
I tamo su napisali ime na tome.
And put it in the refrigerator.
I onda stavili u frižider. Znači kad bi kupili nešto, na tome su napisali čije je to, pa stavili u frižider.
A big revelation.
To je veliko otkrivenje.
I bought this with my own money.
Kupio sam ovo svojim novcem.
This is mine.
I ovo pripada meni.
And then my wife says, well then I should take the felt pen.
Onda mi je žena rekla, pa onda ja moram uzeti.
And everything else, right? Mom, mom.
I na svemu ostalom što nije njegovo, treba da piše mama, 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 mama.
But what they discover,
ali šta je to što su oni u stvari otkrili?
And it's beautiful to see.
I to je predivno da se to može vidjeti.
They discover their abilities.
Oni su otkrili da imaju određene sposobnosti.
Sometimes they discover their own strength, you know?
Nekada su otkrili da su jaki.
And they start feeling good about themselves.
I onda su počeli da se osjećaju jako dobro što su takvi.
You know, and their shoulders go back.
Znate, ispravi vam se ramena.
And they start thinking, you know?
I počnu da razmišljaju, znaš?
I'm pretty cool.
Hey, baš sam strašan tip.
I don't know, you know, girls aren't the same maybe.
Možda sa devojkama nije isto.
Maybe, you know, they got their own thing.
One imaju svoje vlastite stvari.
But it's just something about their countenance.
Ali ima nešto u njenom, u njihovom izgledu.
And they're confident.
U šta se oni pouzdaju.
And you see it on them.
I prosto vidite to na njima.
You see it in their spirit.
Vidiš to u njihovom duhu.
And some of those things that you know that that needs to be tempered.
I znate, ima neke stvari koje vi vidite koje moraju da se otope.
But I said that.
Ali rekao sam to.
So that I could say this.
Da bi mogao sad reći ovo.
What kind of a bride do you suppose the Lord Jesus wants?
Šta vi mislite, kakvu vrstu neveste želi Gospod Isus?
Do you think that he wants a bride that's timid or beat down?
Da li mislite da on želi neku nevestu koja je oborena, snuždena?
In the Catholic Church,
u katoličkoj crkvi,
they had an idea of holiness.
Oni imaju određenu ideju šta je svetost.
And it was kind of this idea.
I ovako izgleda njihova ideja svetosti.
And you know, forgive me, Lord, for I am a sinner.
Oprosti mi, Gospode, jer sam grešnik.
You are holy and you are up there.
Ti si svet, ti si tamo negdje gore.
I'm a sinner, have mercy.
A ja sam grešnik, imaj milosti.
I don't believe that that's the kind of bride.
Ja ne vjerujem da je to vrsta neveste.
That he desires.
Koju bi on poželeo.
I believe he gave us his word.
Ja vjerujem da je on nama dao svoju riječ.
Amen.
To take in our heart.
Da je uzmemo u srca.
That it would show in our countenance.
I da će se to pokazati u našem izgledu.
That we belong to him.
Da mi pripadamo njemu.
We're confident.
I mi smo sigurni u to.
We know he loves us.
Jer mi znamo da on nas voli.
We know that by his grace.
Mi znamo da njegovom milošću
we found favor.
Da smo našli naklonost u njegovim očima.
And I believe that even with Christians.
Vjerujem da čak i sa kršćanima.
Your marriage is what you make it.
Vaši brakovi su ono kakvim ih vi načinite.
One of my boys has a plaque in his over his desk.
Jedan moj od mojih dečaka ima jedan natpis nad stolom.
It says happiness is what you make it.
Kaže, sreća je ono kakvom je ti načiniš.
It always was so and always will be.
Uvek je bilo tako i uvek će biti.
And maybe it's a funny thing to preach about.
I možda je to čudno o tome propovedati.
Maybe it's a little personal to me.
Možda je to nešto bilo lično što se mene tiče.
But I just turned 60.
Ali ja sam napunio 60 godina.
I don't know how many years he'll give me more.
I ne znam koliko mi je još preostalo godina.
But by his grace.
Ali njegovom milošću.
I'm gonna live him happy.
Ja ću ga načiniti sretnim.
I'm gonna be a bride for him.
Hoću da budem nevesta za njega.
By his grace.
Njegovom milošću.
I'm gonna be fresh.
Želim biti svež.
Biću be free.
Biću slobodan.
Amen.
I'm going to be a flower.
Biću cvet
for him.
Za njega.
Let's bow.
Hajde da pogrimo glave.
Lord Jesus.
Gospode Isuse.
Makes us happy.
Učini nas sretnima.
And it makes us cry.
I to od toga mi počinjemo plakati.
To think that you would choose us.
Samo da razmišljamo o tome da si ti izabrao nas.
But Lord, we're not doubting.
Ali Gospode, mi ne sumnjamo.
We're believing.
Već verujemo.
And we're accepting.
I prihvatamo to.
We want to tell you that.
I želimo ti reći.
We're so happy to
da smo sretni.
Married to you, Lord.
Što smo u braku sa tobom, Gospode.
We're so happy to know that we won't fall away.
Toliko smo sretni da znamo da nećemo otpasti.
We cannot be lost.
I ne možemo nikad biti izgubljeni.
And we want you to see in us a countenance.
I mi želimo da ti vidiš u nama taj izgled, tu pojavu.
A beautiful countenance.
Jedan prelepi izgled.
Like Abigail had.
Kao što je Abigeja imala.
And when these situations come in our life.
I kada te situacije počnu u našem životu.
May the word that's in us.
Neka bi reč koja je u nama.
Meet the challenge.
Odgovorila na te izazove.
We don't have to worry about our ability.
Mi ne moramo da se brinemo o svojim sposobnostima, Gospode.
But the spirit that you put in us.
Već duh koji je u nama.
The understanding that you put in us, Lord. The understanding.
To razumevanje koje si ti stavi u nas, Gospode.
May that meet the challenge, Lord.
Neka bi to odgovorilo na izazove.
May we meet the enemy with what who you made us.
Neka bi mi susreli neprijatelja sa onim ko smo mi.
We don't have to figure it out.
Mi ne moramo to da izmozgamo.
It'll be there.
To će biti tamo.
Because you put it there.
Zato što si ti stavio to tamo.
It'll meet the challenge.
I to će odgovoriti na izazov.
Because it's you.
Zato što si to ti.
We love you this morning.
I mi te danas volimo.
We thank you for your word.
I hvala ti za reč.
Thank you for this rest that we have in you.
Za počinak koji imamo u tebi.
Thank you for Easter, Lord.
Hvala ti za Uskrs, Gospode.
That the same spirit that rose you up
neka
from the grave.
Duh koji je tebe podigao iz groba.
Can live in us.
Sad živi u nama.
We accept it, Lord.
Mi to prihvatamo, Gospode.
We thank you for it.
I mi ti zahvaljujemo za to.
We commit ourselves to you.
Mi se predajemo sa tebi.
In Jesus' name.
U ime Isusa.
Amen.
Zaboravio sam da kažem da se bolimo za brata Velizara. Nešto kaže danima bolestan i kaže jedva i hoda. Samo ovdje od kreveta do frižidera i nazad je jako loše. Pa molim da se molim.
Dobro, sad ćemo se onda pomoliti.
We will pray for one brother. Not to ask.
Nebeski Otče, Gospode Isuse, ti si lekar koji leči sve naše bolesti, Otče, i zaista, kada dođemo do ovoga mesta i kada se suočimo sa svim onim što je tvoj prorok rekao, tako divno zvuči i jeste divno.
Amen.
Ti koji si isti Otče, danas i za uvek, Otče, naš otkupitelj, naš osvetitelj, naš spasitelj, ti si uskrsnuće, Otče, ti si nama darovao jedan novi život, Otče, i ti si lekar koji leči sve naše bolesti.
Hvala ti, Gospode.
Bože nebeski, ti si to načinio tako jednostavnim, Otče, i ono što možemo da molimo ove večeri, pojednostavi nas, da to možemo verovati na veoma jednostavan i lak način, jer to jeste istina, Otče. Otče nebeski, molimo te za Velizara, ti znaš sve o njemu, njegovom zdravlju, njegovim potrebama, Otče. Ti znaš, Otče nebeski, sve ono sa čim se on suočava i kako to nije lako, Otče, kada je oduzeta mu snaga, kada ne može da hoda. Bože, ali ti si sa njim. Ti si sveštenik koji može biti dotaknut osjećanjima naših slabosti. A mi sada, Oče nebeski, u veri molimo, Oče, za njegovo izlečenje, Oče, i verujemo da je on tvojim ranama izlečen. I verujemo, Oče nebeski, da sve što tražimo od Oca u tvoje ime, da ćeš ti učiniti. Oče nebeski, mi dolazimo na tron milosti, podsjećajući se na tvoju reč, ti si to rekao. Jednoga dana hodao si zemljom, bio si na zemlji, ti si rekao, sve što tražite od Oca u moje ime, ja ću učiniti. Tako, Oče nebeski, mi te večeras molimo da blagosloviš Velizara, Oče, i da ga izlečiš. Da učiniš da njegovo tijelo bude potpuno zdravo, jer ti to možeš, Oče, ti si platio cenu toga na krstu Golgote, Oče. Tako, Oče, nebeski, zahvaljujemo ti u ime Isuse Hrista. Možemo otpevati tu pesmu, ništa, sem krvi. To imamo.